당당한 준디 가수로 해야지 디 막 가수로 준디 해야지 원두 군대디 해라 원두 군대디 원두 군대당 다 당다 해제 조디 지당 원두 군대당 일리 군대디와 세상 다 당당한 주 리우 당고디 원두 군대디 해기여와 세상 다 당다디 막 원두도 저저취 막 저저취류다네
你去看这这种这边小龙你去这种这边去的确定你要一大堂团住大的那么决心发到米南大都得外解释托不了去得外解释解不了托不了去的话现在你看见你要一大堂住提炼你那边出去出去俺就发到米南大都俺的得外被是吧说得外等他说当你一辈子他特别去的你大看见确定都是
As we know, the main subject matter of this text is the high status along with its causes, and then the definite goodness along with its causes. So in this first chapter, we've been looking at the first of those, the high status along with its end. The explanation of that is just drawing to an end. So the explanation of the first of those, high status along with its causes, that's just about finished. And we're on verse 23 where it says, through these practices one is free from becoming a hell being, free of becoming a hungry ghost or an animal, and then one would be born as a human being or as a god with, as it says, extensive happiness, like a flourishing of happiness, a great deal of happiness, fortune and dominion.
看见，我最确定，他在学校里写学校学校的课程都是的，但我对军队当、伊犁军队你是吧？伊犁的塔罗的他们些全部写的了，他塔罗的他们些全部写的，第九章第九章写的他谈的永久的，是吧？ 但他当时看了些啥的时候呢？我都还没登上山的吧？登就登上，是吧？我都还没登上的，你看见，特别的给这些是吧？但的，的年数嘞，那不是他的，但年数嘞，他的年数是，年数是不是你要一到退休是吧？就年不起钱的，你年不年不起，他看见了没是吧？就年不起啥钱的，两个年不起钱钱的，你今年年不起嘞，他都是是吧？年数是年数是要的。 但当俺做哈达米塞的，有的看见亚欧吉亚姆苏拉尼，俺的提嘞，礼物的，他控制嘞亚个吉托古尔吧，哈达米点上塞的，他卡里托古尔是呢，看见，哈达米点上的托古尔呢，他有的卡里亚姆苏拉尼是呢，我就去居住塞的亚姆苏拉尔吧，米格去嘞多过，米格去嘞多过些，俺的杨就过去苏姆嘞多过，俺的多过去苏姆嘞些。
我提居住地，居住地是吧？第一点，伢们说了呢，俺的我都他的没带上的托，第一点了呀，俺就坐在台湾当当伢们去的吧？他看见伢们是用过的一些是吧？三代喜欢演讲了呀，坐当伢们的嘛都要嘛的，三代喜欢演讲了，坐当伢们的嘛都要嘛的，现在三代喜欢喜欢去哪个台？那么现在这样没，谁这些我提给的？他看见伢们是用呀的，坐当伢们的伢们是用过了么都？
The explanation of the first of all, we have an explanation of the high the resultant high status along with its causes, and resultant definite goodness along with its causes. Definite goodness refers to liberation and enlightenment, and when we're talking about the first, the high status along with its causes, this brings us to discussion of the three, what do you call it, the births of high status, not the three actually, the births of high status as human beings and as a god. And in order to explain this, in order to explain the cause of that, then we have these 16 practices which are taught, and through practicing them you're liberated from, you're free from being born in the three lower realms, namely in the hell realm, as a praetor or as an animal, and you gain birth as a human being or as a god. And within the god you have the so with the the what we normally call the lower realms, the Nianzong, this is these are sort of like the ill-gone or the bad destinies, because of the fact that due to having created bad causes, done bad actions, you experience a bad result. So they're called the bad destinies. And then with the fortunate realms or the happy realms, the Dendro, these are the births of human beings and the gods. So here the cause is a better kind of cause compared with that is a good cause, and as a result of that those actions you experience good results, like happy results, relatively happy results. And then when we talk about the births as gods, then there are the desire realm gods, and with the and then you have the form and formless realm gods, and with the from the fourth concentration onwards, there is only the you don't have the experience of pleasure or happiness. There's only this neutral feeling. From then onwards, there's no feeling of pleasure or happiness. Instead, there's just this the neutral feeling.
So the
When we say a neutral feeling, that means a feeling which is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, or which is which is neither of happiness or of suffering. So it's a neutral feeling, and this means that as a human being or as a desire on God, then you can have the pleasant feelings. Likewise, also in the first of the three of the form realms, the first three dhyanas, the first three concentrations, there you have the experience of happiness. And then in the fourth of the dhyanas, the fourth of the concentrations, that fourth level of the form realm, and in the four levels of the formless realm, you only have the experience of a neutral feeling. You don't have happy or pleasant feelings. When we say high status, literally like nguntu, like high, it's just the word high, really, sort of high. It's high in the sense that the causes that you practice, that you need to engage in order to experience high status and birth of high status as a human being or as a god, those causes are superior. They're higher than the causes that you those things that you do, those activities that you engage in that lead to birth in the three ill destinies or the three lower realms. And the causes that you need to practice in order to gain high status, that's the 16, those 16 practices that we mentioned. And you might think, well, since in the Lam Rim teachings they only talk about practicing the 10 virtues, avoiding the 10 non-virtues, but there's something missing there in the Lam Rim, the stages of the path, or in the mind training, there's something missing there. Well, even from the point of view of the Lam Rim, the Lojong, the stage of the path and the mind training, you do still need those practices, but it doesn't explain everything there, everything that you need. These the 10 non-virtues and their opposite, the 10 virtues, are the main thing that you need, so the main thing is explained there.
Tiri, chazan ti yinpa di, taa pena kandesi resi na, taa ngondu yinza, taa ngondu lami dhensa sikorba. Ani ngondu di yinza, ani ngondu gyu dhila ya, ngondu gyu ni tsurim leshi mes, taa kaze bandya dawa chakwa tinte sunguduwa, ngondu gyu ni tsurim leshi mes. Ani tsurim go kyan keke xe ma songa sana, tsurim go xe, tata migi chu tsurim di, shisha chen, di kaan le, shwe tu, xe, churu xe songa, o ti tsurim go re, taa tsurim songa go xe re.
And then you might also have come across Chandrakirti's statement that there's no as a cause for achieving high status, there's no practice other than morality. So you might have heard that, and then you're thinking, so you haven't explained that here. You've talked about all sorts of other things, but you haven't explained morality, have you? Well, in actual fact, when you practice these 16 practices. Avoiding the 10 non-virtues and so on, that already you have the practice of morality there.
Tirwa. Tadi kharres na ta chidang anzu chudim go di shevi na chudim go di shevi na chidang ta yumi chim gi na le ya ani so ju ma jin le mi zang ju ba logim du du che ma ju go di ta yumi chim gi na le yor ba kan ge kan je chue ji go ge je ma ru ba.
And when we look at these 10 non-virtues and the we see that we're admonished to avoid those 10 non-virtues. This is actually not just a religious thing, or it's not just a sort of a dharma thing. It's even something that we find within the laws of our countries. There are laws against killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct.
And likewise,
lying, divisive speech, harsh speech, and the census talk or idle gossip. According to our the rules of our land, the rules of our country, you're not supposed to do those things, are you?
Ta ona te yumi tim gi na le yena ani te yumi tim gi na ne ta pe na ngan zo khar so ro ta ta go di pe na gi ni ri ju du du ta pan cha nga pon chi khe ling do pan cha nga pon chi chi da ngan zo khar so ro ta a lung ba khan di chi na le yene yu di tim yu du da ne yu di tim gi to ne pan cha nga di pan go re pan cha nga di ma 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 che je pan cha nga di khan che hi lu xu bu yin na
Like when we look at the Upasaka ordination, the householder ordination with the five precepts, then those five precepts, they're to do with actions, five actions that we're already somehow, which are already sort of frowned upon or forbidden in our countries, that according to the to law, you know, they're things which you're not allowed to do, that you can get into to trouble for. But on the other hand, just because there are those laws, in being to say that all of us would have necessarily taken vows in front of holy beings, holy objects, not to engage in those actions.
Chetanga lama ji zale ya ani soju kaje soju ma jin le loim zu ma chang tong wa go chang tong wa di yor wa chang tong wa di ge di bung ge me di ge di chi ge me se ne ke lang tam je wo su su da di be mi ji go sam ani sam no ta wo di de che bang ji chi du ne Ani mixeke ta kiawa samchoo ki yuulen dewa tuku yore, donpaa su zane mikiwa tike di iigi paa domjene paa rwa, lunga paa domjene, chawa tele manjubu che, o tinte chidu zane, ta kanche donpaa lemba yinsi rwa, ginyi paa mea donpaa lemba yinsi, kanche pancha di pangi yinsi chen, ta di sige yore wa, cha zan di susu, ta jidang kimpe kapsu tinte che ta choo maa rdi, yine mixeke lama jiga zane ya, kelang tamje o dinde chen ta paya su sem ge sam no ta o dinde chi sane ta sam ju yu le de ge wa xi ji yong gu yo le cha sa dong ba le ya gun ze ti li
so we have this practice of making a promise in front of one's guru, in front of the various holy beings, to avoid these actions. And, you know, in the case of taking the upasaka ordination, so even though householders in general are meant to avoid those actions, in the case of taking the upasaka ordination, then you make that promise that from now on, for the rest of my life, I'm going to avoid those actions. And in this case, due to having received that that domba, this ordination, that kind of vow, then you continually, from that point onwards, you're continually creating a vast amount of virtue, which would be which you wouldn't be accumulating in the case of not having taken the vow.
Ta gyebu di khani resi na tsawa xii di yuebu re, suwa jiwa ma jiwa liba mizangwa jiwa sa, ta di mizangwa jiwa dirwa, mizangwa jiwa diri. Nye nye ki tombe na tsawa xii si tu sani, di nyi ki di na ku kimba rana yin za di gu yo ma re, dirwa, lo yim dirwa. Xe ta ta tsawa xii ting du, ane chan tongwa ti xe, ane karso ting so xe ya diri ta, lukwa rata roma lo sa wata, di ti kanche nawa kibu xe xe nchi, kanche nami xe xe chi xe ya xe war wata, sem bhagyan che che kuyangu soya che o duzu pongya di tang riba an logim che an kade duma chang tunga riba
logim tsawa xi nang riba du tsa riba
marmi tsawa xi nang mazwa tangde gen tsawa xi riba gen tsawa xi riba an di kan cheng tung che kating che cheng tung kating jik du tenis an kade logim duma cha
di ra ta duma imi se
duma imi se di chi ingiri nga ni gyan zawa xe dindu, chandu khadu jidu dhe, tumi se sa meden tori, ta tumi inbe se sa wa ta meden togu dhirwa, 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 gyan dhirwa.
Khatin zinda dhe, chun juya dhan dhe, chunga?
O ta zebu soya dhe, kanche, dinde dhichi, dhe lokwa, labwa mangu ta ya ta, donu mangu chuya ta, anyu si zi, nam yu mangu ta ya ta, tuzu dhe.
And then, on top of that, we have the nyene, the where you have these 1 day eight precepts for one that you take for 1 day. In that case, when we have the four of those eight precepts, you have the four root ones and then the four branch ones. The four root ones, they're of course not killing, not stealing, not lying. And then instead of no sexual misconduct, like in the, with the upasaka ordination, because that's a purely lay ordination, in this case you have you're not allowed to engage in any sexual activity. So you have to, you know, for that day you have celibacy. Anyway, for the duration of that ordination, you have to practice celibacy. So those are the four root ones. And then on top of that, you have the four branch ones, which are not to take intoxicants, then not to wear cosmetics and like jewelry, that kind of thing, to make oneself look very beautiful. And then not to eat food at the wrong time. And then lastly, maybe the order is different, I don't know, but then the not to sit on a high or expensive bed or throne.
Mm-hmm. Tā tū mā yīmbā sāyā 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 tī, tā kāñcē rīp yuñ tū tū chīrū kā sāyā sāyā chōg mā rā sī tūgā wā tā tī sī yō rī. Tū mā yīmbā sāyā sāyā tī, chīrū kā sāyā tī. Chī tāng chēn tā ngā tū kā ngā pāng gu rā, ngā tū tā tā pāng tū gu yō mā rā pēt kā tā ngā mbā nā
This is something that all of the Rabchung, those who have the monastic ordinations, all of them have to practice that. But in fact, we all have to. But it's just that it's like we're completely crazy these days because we don't follow that one. But we're all supposed to keep that precept.
Chengzang tu se, yinju ganga rabjung ganga bangri. Ta di khanze, tu ma yinbe se, di se na kharchi gore se na, anya sem di nyobdo cha, dinde che na khanze, nyamlin chidu zane, gom gyabji chidu zane, sem rikba chungbu meba ta, jangbu meba, wata dinde nyabin nyobu cha che, wata dinde che yore.
The point of that's for the those who have the monastic ordinations, right? The point of having that precept, why we're not supposed to eat at the wrong time, you know, eating after afternoon, is because when you do, then it makes your mind very unclear, it makes it sort of sleepy, it makes it dull, and therefore this is harmful for one's practice of meditation. So this is why it's forbidden. So with the high and expensive seat, so expensive in terms of being very rich and ornate, so really we're not supposed to touch precious things anyway. So that's one reason for not to be able to sit or sleep on such a throne or a bed, and also sitting on one which is very big. And the danger is if we were to sit on such a bed or a seat, is that all sorts of things might go on in our minds, and all sorts of wrong thoughts might enter in our minds, inappropriate thoughts might enter into our minds. So that's thinking we're so wonderful for sitting on something so high. So this is why it's forbidden. Now these eight are, in terms of the sort of the list of the actions which are to be abandoned, they're not different from the eight that we keep when we take the Mahayana sojourn, Mahayana prasad, the 8 day Mahayana 8 day. One day precepts. But that doesn't make them completely the same, because there's a difference in terms of the motivation. In the case of the Mahayana Poshada, then there's the motivation of love and compassion and so on, and also the source is different, and the ritual is different. Who you take them from also differs. So there are those differences. When it comes to the fact that when you take the Mahayana prasada, then you're not allowed to eat meat and various black foods. That's not so much to do with the eight precepts. That's that sort of derives from another part of the ritual.
Shoot the carriage, shoot the suit. 수술 전반당 무시에 상하 기준 파면이 어디?
주님께서는
어떤 주님께?
Yeah, she might. You might remember the ten precepts. Where did that come from? What was that?
That's right. 가르다 통화지 무시를 창하지 어디 내백이 이제 주부디 딱 한제 기주파만 님부터 쓴 거야 디디리
Then when we look at the Shramanara precepts the for the you know the novice monks and nuns so although there are 36 precepts when you actually take the you know when you actually receive the ordination then there are 10 that are mentioned And those 10 are the same 8 as we've just mentioned, except that where it says where we listed the cosmetics and the you know jewelry, literally rosaries. Sorry. The cosmetics and the jewelry, where we put them together in that list of eight, now they would be counted separately. And then on top of that, not to touch precious objects, that way we would get 10. And if you want to ask a question about that, then.
Yeah, I thought it was because in the eight, it's
that one plus dancing singing together. Ani de tamstra di de yangu de chizi ne de ni sa ne ani diga me de rimshit machamani.
Re kajin susur chamba dar re kardan tiwa. Kardan tiwa jwa.
Kajin dan yangu de tamstra di di.
Tamstra ya sa di kard sa ya di ne bo tamstra di yungu yori tam ya di kard sa ya di di jwa ne.
A kard sa di zun jwa di mari.
Zun kard sa di zun jwa di mari ya tam ya di re tam ya di.
So, because I was asking what this the karment, and I said did it mean the you know putting on colours and so on, but anyway, Kenshin Rinpoche is saying now that it means dancing.
Oh, did it? Dancing,
and dancing and dancing and what do you call it? The, jewelry. But that, so with the jewelry would be included the cosmetics. So that means that now when you go to the 10. Then the dancing and is counted as one, and the cosmetic sort of the jewelry is counted as a separate one, so that makes it 9. And on top of that, touching precious objects, then that would make it 10.
Oh, two, three. So that gives you. So that buy out the Mongolia, that buy out the Mongolia, that buy out. Because the government do not care, they do not care. They get it, right? Since that the land is from the soil, right? Any children can use it, right?
但帮着的蒙古休息要的，伊那拉面对那开领对的开着的，俺那俺就打，金龙帕玛尼那，吉族帕玛尼都是领对上的，嘛嘞，金龙帕玛都是领对上的，金龙对了，他帮着松家，松家，松家我就说说了，松家我就说什么，金龙嘛对了呀，松家土著没有，松家土著呗，松家土著可是嘞。你别讲不就说什么？俺那松家土著嘛嘞。松家土著是不是？松家土著是不是？那我去嘞，他金龙嘛忙嘞，可是。
So
then on top of that, there are many other precepts that one has to follow. And then we get to the Bhikshu and Bhikshuni. So with the Bhikshuni, you've got with the Mulasa.
Mulasa Vastanari has 364.
364, okay. 364. And then with the bhikshu is
253. That Rabjung Maina, Denusum Yamne Chorua, Denusum Yamne Chikuz and a Kanje, that Kanje Koabangua, Koabundus and a Labasum Yamne Mazeva Tavio Marva, Labasum Yamne Chiduz and Lava Sumi Lava Yamne Chorua, Lava Sumi Lava Karin Yamne Chigora Sanganzo, Rabjung Maina, Mikijuunji Sudum di Yamne Chigora, Mikijuunji Sudum di Sungurva.
Whether we are lay people or monastics, whoever we are, then we need to achieve liberation. And in order to achieve liberation, there's no other way than by practicing the three higher trainings. That means that one has to learn and train in the three baskets of the Buddha's teachings. So now, when it comes to practicing the higher training of morality, in the case of not having any particular ordination, then how would you practice that? So the practice of morality in that case would be to avoid the 10 non-virtues. So the morality, you'd have to practice, it would mean practicing the morality of avoiding the 10 non-virtues. And then when you're trying to practice concentration, that means you're engaging in the higher training of concentration. When you're trying to develop your wisdom, that means you're training a high training of wisdom. So, although there can be vast differences in terms of how extensive one's practice might be and how deeply one goes into it, the three trainings can still be complete, even if they're only there in a brief way. Without the practice of morality, then there's no way even of gaining a birth of high status, because we know very well that we need, as a cause in order to achieve birth of high status, we need to have that sort of basis of pure morality. So we do at least need to have the morality of avoiding the 10 non-virtues. If you don't practice morality of the avoiding the 10 non-virtues, if in other words you engage in the 10 non-virtues, then if you engage in any of them in a very sort of strong way, then you end up being born in the hell realms. If in the middle way, then you end up being a preta or a hungry ghost. In a smaller way, then you end up being born as an animal. So those are the only three possibilities for you if you've been practicing the 10 non-virtues. So evidently then you wouldn't be able to take birth as as a human being or as a god, one of the births of high status. The practice of morality is just like the ground. It's just like the ground. So when you want to, whether you want to grow crops, whether you want to grow vegetables, whatever it is you want to grow, then you need to. The ground is very important. The ground has to be well prepared. The ground has to be made soft. It has to be dug. It has to be cleared and so on. And then only then will you be able to grow all sorts of crops and the plants that you want to grow. So just like that, for achieving other goals, we need as a basis, like the ground, we need the practice of morality. So in the case of growing crops and so on, then the ground needs to be prepared in such a way that it's nice and soft. In the case of building houses and so on, then of course the ground has to be very hard. But in either case, it has to be prepared well. And in either case, the ground, the foundation, the ground that it's all based on, is very important. It should be very clear to us, I'm sure, that if the ground is soft where you're trying to build a house, then you try to build a house and then it sort of doesn't stay up. And if you try to grow plants in ground which is very hard, then it's also difficult to get them to grow. So the ground has to be prepared in the right way for different projects. There's no question that morality is definitely of the utmost importance, and so we have the Pratimoksha, the morality of the individual liberation, and then on top of that we have the Bodhisattva ordination, and then on top of that we can have the Tantric ordination. There are all of these different levels of ordination and different levels of morality to practice.
You
do the sojong here, right?
The sojong do the karsa,
Do you remember a line that talks about how you can't
achieve
liberation without morality?
Yeah.
Did you remember it? How it goes?
I remember it says without the proper perfect vinaya, one cannot be reborn as a human being.
Without perfect
morality.
Sujin Namda Mina had Lamid Kevalea Yomare. It does say in the sutra that it's just like a person who's got a very flat nose or has no nose at all. They don't need to look into a mirror to see whether they're beautiful or not. They just have to put their hand up to the face and they know straight away. So likewise, without the practice of morality, there's no way that you could take birth, in the upper realms. You know that. But from keeping morality, from practicing morality, even though the results of that are not something you can see with your eyes, it's not something you can hear, but nevertheless, you will definitely, as a result, gain those results. Most of that was Kensho Rinpoche reciting what he remembered from the Sojong, the sutra, because in other situations then Kensho Rinpoche has often had to recite all these sutras of the Sojong, which of course is something that we're supposed to do, the monks and nobles are supposed to do regularly, and it's really fantastic that you do it here when you're able, but Kensho Rinpoche is saying that in his own case he hasn't had the chance to do that for a long time now. But anyway, so some of these things come back to him. So what it says in the sutra basically is dying is easy, but breaking false immorality, breaking one's morality or not keeping morality, this is very difficult. What that means is that dying is something, so dying is very easy. There's nothing very surprising about dying. As soon as you're born, then you know eventually you're going to have to die. I shouldn't say maybe as soon as you're born. As the very fact that you're born automatically means that you're going to die eventually. It's the most normal thing, the most normal of normal thing in the world. And then, but then when it comes to breaking one's morality, if you've received a morality, in other words, if you've taken some kind of ordination, and then you don't keep that. So maybe you break some of your precepts and you purify them, that's another matter. But if you've received some kind of morality and you've broken the precepts and you haven't purified, and then you die, then things are going to be very, very difficult for you, because you will have no experience of happiness after you've died, but instead you'll have the experience of hundreds and thousands of births in the lower realms. So from this point of view, it's described as something very difficult, breaking
one's morality.
In the case of the monastics, then we have the prasada in order to restore the broken precepts and to purify. But then in the case of the lay people, then you still have the practice of trying to avoid the 10 non-virtues. Now, it's very difficult to keep completely clean in this, you know, to completely avoid breaking any of the, you know, like transgressing any of those, avoiding any of those. But in case you do, then the thing to do is to purify by way of the four opponent powers. That means that to confess by way of the four opponent powers regularly is something that's very, very important. It's good to remember to do that. Now, in the beginning, then we request the ordination, and we, you know, request it very sincerely, and eventually, you know, because of our insistence on wanting to receive ordination, then the master or the abbot accepts. Abbot, master, mistress, abbess. I don't know. Do you say master still?
Mm-hmm. Master.
Master or preceptor. Then, they accept, and you receive your ordination. But then it's only natural, due to our the habituation with, you know, the contrary to the actions to the precepts from many past lives, that we're not going to be able to, you know, keep the precepts perfectly, and you know, sometimes we might behave in the wrong way and so forth. So it's a very heavy responsibility, a very serious responsibility for those who give the ordination to look out and to watch over those that they've given the ordination to make sure that they're behaving well. Just like with the with parents and their children, they're always kind of watching to see what they're doing and see if they're behaving the right way, see what they're getting up to, and then they, when they're doing something wrong, then they tell them off, they tell them that they shouldn't do this, they give them advice and so on. So just like that, the preceptor has the responsibility of watching out over those people they've given the ordination to, and telling them, you know, when they see them doing something wrong, and to give them advice and so
on.
I'll tell you a story from the time of the Buddha, and it's to do with his cousin, one of his relatives, Ananda. So in the beginning, Ananda was not interested in becoming a monk, But then at a certain point, when he was in the presence of the Buddha, he said that he should become a monk. And somehow in the presence of such a person of such magnificence and splendor, he couldn't turn him down. And so he said he would do that, and he became a monk. But still, he had very fond memories of his wife, and he couldn't forget about his wife. He kept thinking about her.
아니 고디 간제 중고디 간제 군고디 아니 다 미신다지 다 튕긴 다 튕긴 쇼르바 다 튕긴 지살 티제 고다 튕숨르바 산제 아니 그 비게 신제 다 튕긴 지살레 전 경에 달 디출루제 다디 파메 소가시는 아주 고 뽑으시던 그 라바 퍼긴스 어 진데르바 아니 고단 디치마도레
디데 잡방이 방인데
Trapangi di zal tiro, a trapoisu, ya, that ya hamo carole. Trapangi di zal trapoisu, studios on any, cotizal pachin, jenny, carangetra de chulu, je pagas, curl, mapombusidus and curl lapon purging his serva, and could sawing in a di pamodur, sap, pamodu in the chulene, and the sanje, coran rangbe, congol chulu, and that papa, debut to the shape, what in the sherry.
So he was sent to have his hair cut, he was sent to the barber, anyway, whoever had the responsibility of cutting the hair, he was sent to this person to get his hair cut off. And so he said to this this person, if you wet my hair and cut my head off, then then I'm, you know, like some kind of some like chief, or when I become a chief, then I'm going to have your hand cut off. So then it fell to the Buddha himself to cut his hair off, to wet his head and to cut the hair off.
Oh, Sanje Rang Tad Pa Du Se. And Sanje Ta Sun Yung Pidu Sun Yung. Sanje Kho Tan Se Pa Sun Yung Pidu Sun Yung Kho. Nuga Nang Li Ya Keji Chi Ju Sha Ta Du Se. Kangba Nang Keji Chi Ju Sha Tan. Kho Tanda Ram Lam Yang Keji Sa Ta Lam Yang Ta Chungwa Di Yo Sa Gyun Ro Go Sam Se Go Du Se Te Wa. Ani sanje singi lam ko ni ken dine ma ge yundu sane yan du jong ne ken ni ji kan yo yan dine ma ji ge yundu sane yan de ken ni ji kan yo o din ji ji ke ji zan ta chi tu ya ka le ka ko xiu ji mo le ta ko yundu chi yu xia ji ta ko chuo do xin ji dine ma xin ji ani chuo do ma du sanje nem gyu lang ga chen bu ji sar ba dine ya pe yung gu sar ba ani ko lang ga chen bu dine xin de sanje tu ru sam ji lang ga xin ji ji sar le sang lam ji wo de chi mo da do ba ani sanje ngun yin chen yundu san lang ga xin ji dine ya pe yundu san le ko xin xin dine ma bu de ji wo ba wo dine ji wo ru de do ba ani sanje pe zo ne xin di ya du sen ga ga di lo ma di ya le ji ta ko de ji ko de ta kan je sanje dune de ji ba And you go to show some of the Nicola, yes, or did you do?
And one time when the Buddha went out on his arms round, he left Ananda sweeping the temple. And Ananda had in mind that once he'd finished sweeping the temple, that he would go and see his wife. But so he's sweeping up, and then due to the blessing of the Buddha, as he swept one side, the other side filled up with dust, so he had to clean that up. And then the other side filled up with dust, so he had to clean that up. And anyway, eventually he just got fed up and left anyway, and he was just going to go off anyway. And so he knew that this main road that the Buddha would normally be coming back along, if he went along there, then he would see meet with the Buddha, and he didn't want to do that, so... He went along this sort of a shortcut, you know, like a secret road. And so he thought that by doing that he would avoid seeing the Buddha. But the Buddha, of course, knew that this was what was going on. So he made sure that he was walking on the very same road. And when he saw the Buddha coming, then he hid himself behind a tree, behind the leaves of a tree. But then, as the Buddha was coming along again, due to the Buddha's blessing, the leaves opened up, and he became visible. And he just called out to Ananda, "Ananda, come here!" And Ananda just had to go along.
Oh, didn't he say it? That didn't go to go. Khasoro, ane tadi ane dicheru, khasoro. That sheri puluya, ane ko nyawal matis on, nyawal matis, nyawal matagol mati, nyawal tagol tis. Ane sheri budurugi. Ani da nyawal tishmur ba, ani tepe kal me kyanye da, ani chu tinde kwema tinde ya dusu kwenye da, ani sha tinde peti tinde tarjen dusu tumye da, jenye da, jishe shosho shen pe gu dene. Ani di kharire su zane,
And one time, Shariput came, he had these magical powers and to take Ananda to one of the hell realms. And in this hell realm, there were these cauldrons boiling with, boiling cauldrons, and there was these beings that were sharpening their knives, getting ready for something. And Ananda, when they asked, what this was for, then these beings replied, well, now this is for the Buddha's cousin Ananda. He's not keeping very good morality, and if he doesn't keep good morality, then when he dies, he's going to be brought down here, and we're going to torture him. But if he does keep pure morality, of course, he won't come here. So then Ananda was taken back home, and he could hardly breathe with thinking about this experience and what was coming, going to be coming his way. So he could hardly breathe. He went completely off his food. He was just so worried about all this. Then the Buddha took him to a god realm. In this god realm, there were hundreds and thousands of these very beautiful goddesses there, and they said that they were waiting for Ananda, because if Ananda kept his morality well, then that was where he was going to be born in his next life. And of course, Ananda was very happy to hear that.
अनि संगे अनि को दिन्दे याउ योया थुंदा उजु याउ खरेसन संगे गुन यांगलेंदे नि अनि ता खजे गुन गो सुजु ताने खजे टेंबे टेर दुंग नाने छि छेन ता समगि मिगे बसि बि संगे टेंबल पे शिवजी क्या छ बु छे जे छव क्या छ बु छे अनि समजे जों दु शिव छे टेंबे नांदा छेन ता दिन्दे छुमुर वा संगे ते उजु या गो गेमने जुगो
And so why did the Buddha go out of his way so much to take care of Ananda? Well, if we look at the story of Ananda after the Buddha passed away, then he was one of the, what do we call them, the seven patriarchs, or what do they call it? They talk about these seven patriarchs, I think is the word we use. And so he was one of them, and he did so much for the sake of the Dharma and for the sentient beings. The Buddha used to consider these novices, these new people to the ordination, very, very important. He used to cherish them very dearly, because he knew that many of them would turn into very important and very great holders of the teachings, and would do so much benefit
for the teachings.
The monastic ordinations were sort of first came to Tibet, then they had these the Tantrikas, the Ngakpas and the Ngaparwa. The monastics, and so we see these depicted this king with his hair sort of let down, and on one side of his on his hair is sitting the one of them, and on the other side they're sitting the the Tantrika, and on the other side is sitting the monastic. This shows just how highly this king regarded them.
And
in Tibet, it was not possible for them the monastics to go out on arms rounds like in India. So the king allocated five households. It might have been five, it might have been seven. I can't remember very well, but five or seven households as the benefactors for each monk. And this was something that they weren't able to keep going, after a while.
嗯，加上其他他，也有穷人的，比如说像的团圆圆、小圆圆这样的，俺们就在米上，前面米上天的，那感觉。
And if they do well, then things there can be marvelous things can follow, because in the case of the monastics, then they have few aims and few activities, so they can where they live and where they stay can be very simple, in contrast with the lay people's life, where they have so many activities they have to be involved in, and so many responsibilities and so many things to do and so many aims and so forth. So if the monastic presence and the monastic practice goes well, then it can be very, very useful for the world.
And
in this country, which is quite affluent, we have some monastics. There is a monastic presence in the country, and I think this is really fantastic. It's really wonderful.
I do think that
the monastics will increase in number, and I think that as time goes by, if we see those who have learned going out and teaching and then coming back and having courses here, from the side of the public in general is very well educated. They really know how to check things up. They know the difference between just like they know the difference between what's a jewel and what's not, what's precious and what's not, what's really worthwhile and what's not. So they will come along and they'll be able to see for themselves the conduct of the monastics and the way they live their lives and so forth, and so they in this way they'll be able to see how good they are, and in this way they will receive a great deal of benefit.
Also pearl in the mizan to do that bena so so pu do zor ba pu pu chin ju to do ne pu pu do mi de chen pu chin ju do da ni bo de pu da ni bo de yu ne ge da pa ma gen go to zo kan je give you your pu pu to do te pu pu to do chin ju chin ju do ne grand father grand mother sa je ne kyo kyo sa je da su yong ga je pu chin ju do te ji chen pe give you your ne pu to do chi lo le ga chin su su da pāma tūtū gāngō shē tū tāne, āni lēgā lē shirā tūpū mārbā, āni lēgā lē nīni pūgū tūtū chē, āni pūgū pūgū tūtū sūsū nāni tē tū tāne, āni pūgū pūgū tūtū tē tīndē chēn tā, kāñcē kīwū shirā yō, tīndē yīnān tā nē tū kākārbā, yāṅ kāshē tā pūgū tāne mē wū tīndē tā, āni pūgū tū pēt kākā chē sā tīndē tā, pūgū pāmē tā lā māyō nīn sōrbā wā tā tīndē gāngō tūtū, manche pet kale ani ganje thaba da ani dinde che che ne ani susu te te yu di gombali ya ke ani mi tobje ga gombane ti se o dinde che da chi chi ne mangu hu ji or
then in Tibet there was the tradition or the custom of the children, so you've got the three generations, the grandparents would stay at home looking after the grandchildren, and so they would really it was really quite joyful. They would really enjoy spending their time together, going around together, and the grandparents looking after the kids and the kids taking care of the grandparents in some ways. And then because they were too old to go out to work, so the children, the second generation, would be the ones that would go out to work, and that's really very nice. But then in the case of where there are no children, or where the children have gone away, they never come and see the parents and so forth. So when they get older, it's quite nice when they enter into the monastery. They give what they have to the monastery, and then they stay with the monastery and they receive their food and so forth from the monastery. This is also very nice.
When a gango into the gango in the Pamani, you know, gango into the Tiguan jet humarwa, and a carrier, that Tiguan jet humarwa, and a rejungu dumbbellan and duck, paying shuji or vassal, paying shuji or any rejungu dumbbellan, and it in a top combate quart and a cap guarda one in the sa, and it compared to a tapujaji that she does an Indian watching, what did she do? And so that same hammer, the transatember, what that in the child were, Yago.
So when the people get to a certain age, then there's not so much in terms of their sex life. There's not as much for them to do on that level. So and if they take ordination, then there's so much benefit from receiving the ordination and for practicing, keeping the that morality and so on. And so then to come along and at that time in their life to join the monastery and spend the remainder of their life in a meaningful way. This is also a wonderful practice, I think.
Kimda begi singi chungduwa, kimda begi singi di gengo, gengo chi gibu gibu chi le duwa, ko ta rabdu chungu yinsa nalian tral chin chen, nalian tral chin ni tudu pakwa sheribu yinsa le, ta kasi nyam nalian tral zula kanga dan gengsho di, ani sheribu, pakwa sheribu tuzu zali ya rabdu chungu lo chi sudu zane, ko gengo, gengo chi, ani sheribu ten, ta koi gyu li ya tarwa sherungu geza chi, rabdu chungu chi ya geza chi yuena mena songo shi yu rinbu si ni, Padongse, Tom Hadure, Anita Chia Majunzi, Rabjum Chia Majunre, Rabjum Chia Majunzane, Anuko Mujan, Sanjeji, Pay, Yonse, Langaji Gali, and Mujet, 아니 산게 쿄 가르쳐 주셨네. 아니 나 럽디 중도 여디 나는 잘 치미 럽중 제마서 고도 럽중 잔 제마서 나다 중도 럽중 싫어지 디 휴도 와 산게. 아니 산게 시류 산에 아니 고 네마 네마 시리아 아니 무토마지 마레 오레레 다 무치리 깨제 데도 산에 아니 무디 쪼지 간이야 법제 요르스 아니 쪼지 간 법제 유산에 디 차와 히비지 단제 쪼디 마 휴키제네 아니 간제 샴데 디신식의 링세윤이 다 최대지 요사르바 산제 링세윤이 최대지 최대한테는 야 고아지 태우다도가 다 코랄 용아가 섬주이션 고아 겨우 섬는 고라 겨우 요마디 이네 쇼얼 고라 딘디지 태인두두자네 아니 디 게자디 산제 시네 아니 콜라야 다 럽지 중요한 게자도 타르베 사베 도손 아니 산제 럽지 중요리 Ri ngen kyo tarwa lamden gi serwa tarwa rangle rale hebr gi so ta de so ji kan ze ko rab du chung ju go ta ko pe sam gi mi ge be de nu ze bo hibu ji chung de sim ji ne pyan do hibu ji ji ya wa ta din de gan zo kan ze yang gen go yin ne su su yang lob chung ji che chi chi du ta ne ta sim ji ne pyan do yun ni de de mi si bo re yo ma re kan ze
If we look at the account of the household of Pelge, Kim Da Pelge, the household of Pelge, who was a very old person at the time of the Buddha, very old person, and you know, when he got when he became very old, he wanted to become a monk. So he went to Nalanda, and there the oldest monk in the monastery was Shariputra, who had very strong, you know, like psychic powers. And so he looked to see whether Kimdakogi had the seed of liberation, or the seed of concordance with liberation, and he looked, and no matter how he looked, he could see nothing. So he refused him ordination. So this old man he goes out onto the road, and he's crying, and this is the road that the Buddha's coming along, and so the Buddha comes and sees him and asks him why he's crying, and he says that what he wants to do is to receive ordination. He wants to become a monk, and you know he tells him the story, and the Buddha. When the Buddha looks, he sees that in a past life, some distant past life, he'd been born as a fly, some kind of fly, and he landed on a piece of dung, and it was raining. So because of the rain, this lump of dung was carried around this stupa that had relics of Tathagata, of a fully enlightened being. So although this fly had no intention to make a circumambulation, nevertheless he did circumambulate this stupa, and that was enough to create within him the seed of liberation. So the Buddha saw that, and he gave him ordination. And it was to him that he said, that the Buddha said, I can show you the way to liberation, and gaining it or not is completely dependent upon you. And so this particular person became a very, very, a really amazingly accomplished holder, you know, upholder of the teachings. So it's really, you know, we really can't say because somebody is old, you know, it's too late for them to be able to do something. It really is possible that when somebody takes ordination, even very late in life, they can learn and they can be of great benefit to others.
Shiva tue dang minden pe chakwa cheba gyawe sung ste si shi dhuwa de.
Now we'll go back the text where it starts to talk about the practices of the practices needed to achieve definite goodness. And so we're looking at verse 25, where it says the doctrines of definite goodness are said by the conquerors to be deep, subtle and frightening to the childish who are not learned.
Never live with you, say I did Tarvasigore, Tarva. Tarvas in a Kadisigore, Sena, Lenuji Ongu Chu, Ezra, Ridu, Ramava 리루 레뉴지 온 거 중에 다 라오메 봐 코에 깨와 딜레 타르베 타르바드 시고리 코에 깨와지 파 메브 소사르 타르바 타르바스나 타르바스나
뭐라고 취했어야지
니벌 리그 취했어야지 니리 세야지 타르바드 시고리 타르바 니벌 리그 세고 가레스나 코치 간제 차사소네 아니 마 두르산 로야메 야 야르 야르 로야지 마도지 야 리그보다 리그 차야지 마도 두자 차야 메빈사 니벌 리그 아스고타
Where it says that here the doctrines of definite goodness, which we could easily call the Dharma or the Dharma of or the phenomenon, the Dharma of definite goodness. Anyway, what it means is liberation. So it's called definite goodness. Maybe it would be better to call it definitive goodness. It's definitive in the sense that once you've achieved it, it would never decline. It would never sort of like go off. It would never you never lose it. Once you've got it, that's definitive, you put it definitively. And then liberation itself means liberation from psychic existence, which means the situation of again and again taking birth in the six realms of samsara under the control of karma and the afflictions.
Tā ngīpāl līkvā sāyādi khandē sūtō kūrē sīnā, bēnā ngīpāl līkvā sāyādi lēngyūngi ōngi chūngvē sātā, lēngyūngi ōngi tā khandē rāwā mē bā kiawā lēngyā, tā rōgā rīrū kiawā lēngyā dī, dī pā sē kūgōrvā, dī mē bā sō kūgōrvā, dī sūtō dū zānē tā lē tā ngīmū dī ngī pā mē bā sō kūgōr, tāwā dī. Āni dī nāni ngīmū dī mē bā sō kūgōr, tā ngīmū dī lā yā, Kanshe nyumu tila namda mungu siya nyumu jiri shidung siya rao, ta nyue ta nye nyue siya rao, kanshe mungu shibuji siya yor di, dorsi tu na doja shedan timu sum siya di, ta tawa sui du na kunsu sum di mebasu gori. Di na ne timu siya di, timu mariba siya, ta kanshe denzi siya, timu denzi siya, mariba siya, o ta di mebasu gori, timu denzi siya. Di mebasu la ta tunyi tobe, shiru samutongba nyi tuyante hako gori.
Now, in order to gain liberation, which means liberation from being born in the six realms repeatedly under the control of karma and the afflictions, in order to achieve that, then we have to, to achieve liberation means eliminating that kind of psychic existence. To eliminate psychic existence, that means, which means being born again and again due to karma and the afflictions. That means we have to eliminate karma and the afflictions. And within those two karma and afflictions, the main one to eliminate is the afflictions, because those are the root of psychic existence. And although we can enumerate 84,000 afflictions, there are also we can talk about the various root afflictions, the six root afflictions, the 20 secondary ones. The three main ones, which we call the three root of afflictions, are attachment, hatred, and bewilderment. And then amongst those three, the one which is the very root is the bewilderment, the bewilderment of ignorance, or the true grasp of the mind. So in order to eliminate that, we need to understand emptiness.
yālāl pā chēnā tū sēt tōrī, rūpa chēyā yōrī. Yīnē tsāwa chūy dūyō na, tā dōjā xētāng tīmū wā tā dīsūmbū tī dūgu yōrī. Chētāng tī nānē kiāng tā dōjā tā xētāng yī tsāwa tī tīmū sēyā tīrī. Tīmū sēyā tī tā khōyā tsāwa yōnā mēnā tīrī. Khōyā tsāwa mārībā sēyā tī tīmū sēyā tīrī. Khoya tsawa khole timu sikiri, mariba sikiri, njigda sikiri, ta khole ming mangu yori. Xe tsa tso di ta khanche, ti tsawa mari di, kriba ti tsawa mariba siya tiri ta. Tsawa mariba singi tala ya ta nyoji ji ten tubu ina, nyimu ganga lor nyoji ten tubu ori. Ay nyimu ganga lor nyoji ten tubu na nyimu ji kune lambe, ane lega chiya ge, ta le ngenpa tiki ta ganga lor meba chiya yori. Lē ngēmbā tīkē tī mēwē chāna lē tī ōngi chūngwē, nī kēwā ngēmbā tīkē tī kāngā mēwē chē kī yōrē. Chē tāng tā ngānsu sāpsō jī chē chē tā tī mū mārība sīngi tēlē yā nē chē jī chē tū nā tā pē mā sī bē yā hōrē.
Now, again, it is true that there are many, many different types of afflictions, just like the many different branches and twigs on a tree, but we can sort of summarize them into those three root afflictions of attachment, hatred, and bewilderment. And here, so bewilderment, we could also call it the view of the transitive collection. We can call it ignorance. So within those three, that's the very root of psychic existence, like the one indispensable root of psychic existence. That's the real root of psychic existence. This ignorance, or the view of the transitory collection, or bewilderment. So now, once we've been able to eliminate that, which is at the very root of everything else, through the realization of emptiness, then all of the other the afflictive thoughts and emotions that will also be eliminated. And then, as a result of that, we will have eliminated all of those actions which they would normally motivate us to engage in, those bad actions that cause us to take birth in psychic existence. They would also be eliminated. Therefore, we would not need to take birth in the various abodes of psychic existence as a result of that. So through eliminating ignorance, we would have been able to eliminate all of that, and we would have, in other words, eliminated entirely the whole process of having to be born in psychic existence at all.
당당한
So we have these the 10 we have the 10 non-virtues that we mentioned, of which we have the three of the mind, which are attachment, hatred, and bewilderment, and these are really the worst of all, and amongst them the worst is the bewilderment. And here we're talking about bewilderment, which is just another word for ignorance, or for the transitory view, or better to call it the view of the transitory collection. So once I explain what that ignorance is, then whether you know all of those different names or not will be beside the point, as long as you know what that ignorance is. It's just like, you know, one person might have many, many different names, but they're just the one person. So once you know that person, then whether you know all their names or not, then it's sort of beside the point.
Bena ta du chevi na ba ta nyinzin chili ya chuzu ta ni shtep chi yor ba chuzu ni shtep chi tu lu yor ba ma je re di ine chuzu tangu di chuzu ni ba ma le de ba sna ko le ma ba tangu di ko re chuzu zo du sna ko tangu di me ba chan ru ba 아니 당구 균디 레그르 봐다 균디 체그 말 봐. 슈 균한다 챤네. 당구 균디 니바 니베 균디 숨바 숨베 균디 챤 두스 니스비 지 균디 만 루그르 마두지 슈슈 당구 때 당구 코라 템도 돈 코 사사르 봐. 니버데 다가르 숨버데 다가르 다 두 두스르 봐. 디 알레 페르지 챤 봐.
In a day we have 24 hours, right? So now the 1 o'clock doesn't reach as far, you know, it doesn't last as long as 2 o'clock, but the continuity of 1 o'clock reaches to 2 o'clock, and the continuity of 2 o'clock reaches to 3 o'clock, and so forth. Just like, you know, there's the continuity of the time doesn't stop, just like the sort of the continuity or the stream of a river. And it's just like that when we take birth in psychic existence. We leave one set of aggregates behind and we go on and take up a new set of aggregates. Then we leave that set of aggregates behind and we take another set of aggregates. And then we leave those behind and take another set of aggregates, and so on, continuously while we're in psychic existence.
Ine ta ngema ngema ngazu nyawa ngema ngema nyawa nyonye nyawa dungi nyonye midi nyawa dungi nyonye khansa de thadan dele yor basna yo mari nyawa dungi nyonye de nyawa khore ta khaje dungi nyawa thudu zone 코 다 매부 차송 봐. 이네 그 균질에 여러 그 균질. 응?
Then does the person who was in the hell realm, does that is that person here now? So in let's say you know, think of some past life that we ourselves have had in the hell realm. So did that person who was in the hell realm, is that person here now? Of course they're not. That person comes to an end when the karma for that hell rebirth comes to an end, and that the life in the hell realm comes to end, and one moves on to a future life. But the continuity of that person carries on to now, has carried on to now.
前三个大家族看见老百姓养过院子，地里几个呢？爬进来呢，人家三不下口个吧？现老百姓每年呢，二两年呢，搞来搞过来，搞来搞过来，都是来呢，搞来搞过来。嗯。I
think that with your with this good education you've received behind you, you will find this quite easy to understand. Otherwise, if you're completely uneducated, this kind of thing is quite difficult to explain.
Gangay kingi yordi lakdun du nganzu tanda ta chashan kong dosa di lume lujub da se pakbal hada riwa ani thakana xin karadu pandan dawa chakba ta xendi dewa ta oda tunzu lu kong dosa tunzu sung xaga di ta nganzu di gane xinji ta takze rikwe takze xeji xeya di di gane xigyuri.
When we are wandering in psychic existence in the six realms of samsara, or six realms of psychic existence, namely the hell realm, the pretas, the animals, the human, demigods and gods. So it's this is a process of taking birth as a human being, and then dying and being born in the hell realm, then at the end of the hell realm, that hell realm life coming to an end, being born as an animal, at the end of that life going on to the to be born as a as a preta, and so on and so on. And so in each case we can say that when we were an animal in a past life, that animal didn't go on to the next life, but the continuity of that animal went on to the next life as a preta, or as a human being, or whatever it was. So it's always the continuity of the person, or the stream of the person, that keeps going. So now when we want to really be precise about what that person is, what it is that goes from life to life, what it is that is able to leave psychic existence and gain liberation, gain enlightenment. What it is that goes from one life onto many other lives and experiences many different kinds of self. So there's a great deal of debate about the nature of that person, and within Buddhism even we have these four systems, the system of the particularists, you call them? Bhavashika. So you're used to using the Sanskrit terms. Okay, that's very easy. So the Vaibhashika, the Sotrantika, Chittamatra, and Majjhimika. Then within the Majjhimika, we have the two systems, the Svatantrika system and the Prasangika system, the glorious Prasangika system. And amongst all of these, the ones that we need to rely on the most, the sort of the final aim, the one that we consider to be to really represent what the Buddha understood, is the view as expressed in the Prasangika system. So all of the other the teachings that the other systems rely upon and draw upon were indeed given by the Buddha. The Buddha did indeed teach them, but they're considered to be sutras of provisional meaning, whereas the teachings which contain the view of the Prasangika system are considered to be definitive. So there's that kind of distinction to make. Those provisional ones, so the Buddha did give those teachings, but he gave them because of taking into account the different dispositions of the people that he was teaching, their different attitudes and their different their different values. So the one that we rely upon, we need to rely upon, and we consider to represent really what the Buddha understood about the true nature of reality. That's the Prasangika system. And then as for which masters we rely upon in terms of the teachings that they gave to interpret what the Buddha said. So although, of course, all of the Buddhas and all of the Bodhisattvas all understand, have the same understanding of what the Buddha meant, but in turn, specifically the masters that we rely upon, the ones that came to the world to interpret the Buddha's teachings, are Nagarjuna and his spiritual son Aryadeva, and likewise also the teachings of Chandrakirti and of
Sanjayan,
of Buddhapalita. Chandrakirti and Shantideva. That means you are studying, exploring the meaning of emptiness, then what you need to do is to focus on the Prasangika system and understand that to be the one that really contains the answer as to what the Buddha really understood and how the Buddha really understood things to be.
Oh yeah, 当然就他 강사신이들과 kiawa ngamani diyon, dini chimandro, ta kanje tarwa top, ni kanje kowa dungi yon, tarwa top chingi di ta kansa singi di suri esina ta kansa singi di ta kanje yigi namshi yundi re seya di ta dosi su tuna suji pungbu, tsoya pungbu, dushi pungbu, nabar shibe pungbu sa pungbu nga yorwa cha ta ta yigi namshi yundi namshi gyundi dine ma jine jizu che gyuje yonzen da namshi gyundi jugo tarwa tumye tongpa nyingi tuyandi nyamne chinye wata di namshi gyundi yin si gyur na yige namshi gyundi.
And so the what is the person, if you want to point out what the person is, that what is the person that suffers in psychic existence, wanders in psychic existence, experiences all sorts of suffering within psychic existence and gradually, eventually achieves liberation and enlightenment. The person, in a nutshell, is the continuity or the stream of the mental consciousness. So you know that we have the five aggregates. There's the form aggregate, the feeling aggregate, the aggregate of discernment or perception, the aggregate of the compositional factors, and then the aggregate of consciousness. So this the mental consciousness is included within that fifth aggregate. So what we consider to be the person which wanders in psychic existence and eventually gains liberation and so on is the continuity of the mental consciousness or the stream of the mental consciousness.
Koala machin, tarwa ya topji jia, takanje, kansa kansa jo seya jorwa, kansa singi koragan pena, kanje, ha mago cheje, takanje, tengu with Levdan, nanda chen, tan dodeva, dan simsamo, umaba to the Kimbatu, kanga hakwa mare, kashe kunshi namshi in seer, kashe yi namshi kora in seer, kashe pumunga, toba di in seer, kashe ta, majarian, do kashi simjin, do sta umujuwa, manje sheorita. 공부가자 인사 거기 심지 인사 단 누드디 망고지 요리 간사 생이디 간사 수술에서는 겨왕가만가마 지지 뇽디네 지뇽디네 지가만 디온디네 치만로 다 간제 내송 동해도서 간걸로 뇨 아니 주고 간제 곰게 타로 톱 진이도 수술에서 다 디제지고리 그러와 아니 디제제네 나란조 편도미 누가 선다 나란조 오다 겨왕가만가만에 동해 망고뇨 내가 독자체 동해 망고뇨 아니 다 단다 동번이 되는데 파 삼노다 아니 타로 톱치야 따지고 대화 야고뇨 아니 새벽에 자오체 어디 진 가난주 규지 강사생이디 어디 다 뒤져주고 그래
We would we can say it we can put it this way that the person is the mere eye the person that's wandering in psychic existence is the mere eye but what does that you know when we say mere eye what's that talking about what are we talking about when we say mere eye we're talking about the continuity or the stream of the mental consciousness. So that's what it is that goes from life to life within psychic existence and gradually when we meditate and practice and so forth, we can achieve liberation and enlightenment. So this is something which is unique to the prasangika system. The other systems wouldn't really be able to understand that. When they talk about the illustration of a person, as is explained in the Madhyamakavatara. Some of them say it's the five aggregates, some say it's the mental consciousness, some say it's some say it's that. But here, you know, we talk about being the mere I, but then what does that mere I refer to? It refers to the continuity of the mental consciousness. So now, you might wonder why it is that you know it's so important to understand, you know, what the nature of this the person. So the reason it's important is because it's based on our understanding of that we'll be able to, you know, study emptiness and then meditate on it, practice and gradually achieve liberation, enlightenment, and be able to, and then we would be able to. Be of such extensive benefit to so many beings.
Bena tande bena ngarabji cha shas kyun bena susungye ma ne ta khanje lobjon che ta tanda gen go cha ani shi ju go ge wa khande chling gi na len ji chi ni de nga zam sin ni de xian tande de ta phong bu de sha tu ya ma ro phong bu de ganze me le ba gi yo na khal chi gi na sa ol ju yo na khal chi gi na phong bu de me wa che ro wa 세상 수익 풍부디 매우 책을 봐 아니 다가나지 초와 뉴시 뉴지 도도 강가 용하여 요마 다코 간제 수익 풍부디 매주 자네 간제 도도 일에 도야 요마를 봐 세상 아니 다 가리 용구래서나 다 나좀들이 나좀들이 나좀 신이들 가래서나 다 이기 남시 균 천시 이기 남시 균수고 다 천시 이기 남시 천시 세야 돼 간사 천시 쓰고 올라 세상 당국한 내 간사 천시 쓰고 올라 천시
So we've got a few days when we can look at this and talk this over and try to get it clear. So now, the thing is then, what goes from life to life is the mere I. But then, you know, we can't say the five aggregates go from life to life. At the end of this life, you know, like in my own case, I was a small child, you know, you're born, you're a small child, you grow up, you become old, and then eventually you die. The body is burnt, so that with the body no longer existing at the end of this life, the body no longer existing, then there's also the other aggregates don't continue; they also cease to function. But then what goes on? You know what goes on. So we talk about it being the mere I that goes on. And what's that talking about? When we say the mere I is carrying on, what is it that's carrying on? It's the continuity of the mental consciousness. And maybe more specifically, or to be more precise, we should say the continuity of the mental consciousness, which is the illustration. In other words, illustration of the person, when we talk about the different systems and what they claim to be the illustration or example of the person. So what actually keeps going is the continuity or stream of the mental consciousness, which is the illustration of the person. Yeah, that would be good.
yeah.
Go ahead and revolt.
Yeah.
The peasant to revolt from that. Yeah.
Oh, so the person's findable.
And just under the the consulting in the because it's in a near your china.
Ah.
It's in a near your china. Well, when you say findable, you know, in what way are you searching?
Inside findable and ultimate analysis. When you search for the eye, you can find it. It's the continuity of the mental consciousness.
Not the
Absolutely no way, of course, that the person, when you search for the imputed object, that you'll be able to find it. There's absolutely no way. In general, of course, we can say the person is findable. Like, for example, we can say this cup is findable. You know, you can see it. You can put it on the table. You can pick it up. You can pour tea into it, and so on. Or if someone says, is there a geshi in the room, the guest, we can say, yes, there he is, he's sitting facing the rest of us. Or is children in the room, yes, there she is, she's sitting over there. So on that level, we can certainly say that this and that is findable, but certainly in no way can we say that something that you would be able to find the imputed object when you search for it.
And how can they say the mere eye is the continuity of the mental?
Any day, so wait a minute. So you're saying that if Kenzo Rinpoche says that the mere I is the continuity of mental consciousness, then it sounds like he's saying it's findable.
Yes.
Yeah. And she says that Kenzo Rinpoche says that the sulu si yore sana, any day, he namshi gundele si yore.
What do you
do? Somebody Like this, what's it called, that thing? That black thing. What's it called?
You can just call it a microphone.
Microphone,
we'll yeah, yeah.
Okay, we've got a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
So, this microphone here, you know, you can pick it up, you can put it down. Is it there? Yes. Can you see it? Yes. How much did it cost? We can say how much it cost. We can say who bought it. We can say where they bought it from and so on. It is findable. On that level, it is findable. It is there. It does exist. But then if you are to ask that microphone, is it, you know, within the base, within that, the basis of imputing or labeling the word microphone, you know, is it the top part? Is it the bottom part? Is it the right? Is it the left? Is it the middle? Is it this part? Is it that part? Then you won't be able to find anything that you can point out as being the microphone. So that's the meaning of saying that it is findable, but when you look at the imputed object, when you analyze within the basis of imputation of that word, you won't be able to find it. Like this watch here, we can say, you know, it is there, it does exist, you can see it, you can take it off and you can put it on, you can use it for telling the time and so forth. But now if we were to ask within that basis that we refer to with the name watch, if we were to ask, is it the back, is it the front, is it the battery inside, is it this part of the machinery, that part of the machinery, there would be nothing that we could point out as being a watch. There would be nothing that we could point out as being something that can perform the function of a watch in the sense of being something you can use for telling the time with and so forth. That's the distinction that we need to be able to draw then between whether a thing can be found in general and whether it can be found when you look within the basis of imputation for the imputed object. So so we would say that, you know, there's nothing that can be found when you look within the basis of imputation. And you shouldn't think that this is some kind of game that we're playing. It's not, you know, this is really, you know, when you want to try to understand emptiness, this is really a very important thing to be able to understand. It's the most essential of essential points to understand. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Purupisa says the mere eye that goes from life to life is referred to the mental consciousness or the continuity of mental consciousness. Does he mean designated on the continuity of mental consciousness or is it equal to?
Oh, okay.
Right, that makes a difference.
Yeah, so is the mere, when we say. Are we going to say that the mere eye is that consciousness,
right,
or that it's designated on that?
Independent sound.
Or whatever.
But saying it's designated on is different than it's designated, yeah, independent.
So there's three possibilities. And it is another day, Natsam de Su, because the Kiawa and Kiawala to it, Tungin de Nazam de Res, Situgana. And in, because of the Nazam de Chisang Nazam de Yi Namshi Gun Yin Siguna, Yi Namshi Gun Natsam de Tabares, you know. So it's imputed on the stream of the mental consciousness, and it's also imputed depending upon the stream of mental consciousness. Do you want to
vote?
So this is very good.
Oh, because if it's dependent on the, if it's dependent on, then that thing has some inherent existence on its own.
No, it's not like that at all. So, for example, when we say Chodun, that's a name that refers to you. So the name Chodun is designated on you. So are you going to say that the name Chodun is not designated on you or imputed on you?
It's imputed independence upon my aggregate.
Just to keep the question simple. Does Chodun refer to you or not? Is it imputed on you or not?
Conventionally.
If you say conventionally, that means it is. Because the only thing for something to happen is conventionally.
Yeah, but when you say it like that, it's like there's already a person here and you're just imputing the name on top of it.
Kaisna da teletabres na ta di de teletabres ta sa la tu mi lo kaisna da in teletabres na ta ali de dambo kan de kan sa ye ye ba she ani di gan de min chi na tabres so chi ku da
a ti de min ta sa hi de ta dambo kan ye ye ba ba ni
well the base on which or to which the name refers that you know it is there already. So let's get this sorted out though. Whether it's His Holiness the Dalai Lama gave you the name or it was Ling Rinpoche, okay. So Ling Rinpoche, did Ling Rinpoche give you the name Thubten Chodron or not?
What did he?
But anyway, it's okay because you've got several days and we can do something.
You can say conventionally, you know, yes, he gave me the name, you know, Thubten Chodron. But what was the you that he gave that name, then that you is unfindable under ultimate analysis.
I'm not talking about ultimately or not ultimately, just was he working on it?
Wow.
That's really good. So maybe we'll stop now. Well, when we say imputed, it means not existing from its own side. So do you mean, for example, when you asked what is the meaning of to impute, would this clarify it for you? When we say that the name table is imputed on this, it's another way of saying that this thing is called a table. Mm-hmm. Does that clarify your question for you?
It's like labeling.
Yes, that's right. Okay, so we'll stop there.